Hi, this is Steve Lopez from the LA Times. I'm calling to see if Nathaniel Ayers attended your school.
He was the most gifted kid I've ever met.
I'm going to write a column about Nathaniel.
People heard that you were just playing with two strings. Some of them thought you might want something better to work with.
I can't cover that.
It's a gift. What does he have? Schizophrenia?
Oh, you flying that plane?
No, I'm right here.
I'm not always so sure of what's going on.
He has no idea what he's saying.
Okay, here's the deal. The Soloist is one of those films I refer to as a mother-in-law movie. My mother-in-law would absolutely adore it, which delves into the triumph of the human spirit and deals with the power and the beauty of music. But for a cynical SOB like myself, I found it schmaltzy and tedious. The film tells the story of Nathaniel Ayers, a musical prodigy who attended Juilliard but dropped out due to his schizophrenic condition. After years of being homeless on the streets of LA, a newspaper reporter brings his story to national attention. There's not so much of a story to this film as a long character study, and while both Jamie Foxx and Robert Downey Jr. are fine actors, by the fourth or fifth Oscar clip, the movie runs itself into the ground. The Soloist gets 1.5 stars out of 5. This is Kevin Carr, and that's the way I see it.